with a heart so bold. Tapping on keys like they're made up your soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
What if I told you that the massive, brightly lit neon sign hanging in front of your business and, you know, the really expensive, beautifully designed website you just paid thousands of dollars to launch?
Oh, and that coveted spot on the first page of search results, right?
Exactly. What if I told you all of that is about to become completely invisible to your customers?
I mean, it sounds like a nightmare for any business owner.
It really does. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are looking at a fundamental rewiring of how consumers actually find what they need. We've got our hands on this this really fascinating document from 2026.
Yeah, it's a strategic manifesto, basically, and a detailed service breakdown from a firm called Austin Code Monkey, or ACM.
Right, and they operate out of Pflugerville, Texas, which is right in the heart of the Silicon Hills.
Yeah. But this specific manifesto, it focuses intensely on their playbook as a Waco SEO company. And looking at the claims they make in this text, I mean, it's much less of a standard marketing brochure and much more of a, well, a survival guide.
Survival guide. I like that.
Because it argues that the transition from traditional search engines to AI-driven answers, it requires a total foundational teardown and rebuild of a business's digital footprint.
So our mission today is to extract the roadmap that's embedded in this source. Whether you are running a local contracting business, managing a medical practice, or, you know, you're simply trying to understand where the architecture of the internet is heading in 2026.
Because nobody wants to become that invisible shop on Main Street, right?
Exactly. We want to figure out how to navigate this new landscape. Okay, let's unpack this.
To grasp what Austin Code Monkey is proposing here, we really have to start with a core paradigm shift they outline, which is the transition to AIO. That stands for AI search optimization.
Right, AIO.
Yeah. For the past two decades, the entire internet economy was built on a very specific user behavior. You know, a person types a query into a search engine, and the search engine provides a list of 10 blue links.
The classic Google experience.
Exactly. And the goal of SEO was simply to be the top blue link.
You do the search, you get this massive phone book of options, and then the burden is on you to click through four or five of them, right? You have to read the reviews, compare the prices, and make a decision. The user does all the heavy lifting.
Right. But what's fascinating here is that behavior is just evaporating. The manifesto makes it explicitly clear that people are no longer just Googling for links. They are asking AI models for direct synthesize recommendations.
So ACM is specifically targeting visibility on platforms like ChatGPT, Google AI Overviews, voice search through Siri and Alexa.
And AI-powered engines like Perplexity, yeah.
Yeah.
The new strategy is what they call feeding AI search engines.
Feeding them.
Right. The objective is to ensure that when a user asks a model like Gemini for a recommendation, Gemini bypasses that whole list of options entirely. It simply presents your business as the definitive answer.
I mean, I totally understand the convenience for the user. It's like having a hyper-competent personal concierge.
Oh, for sure.
If I have a pipe burst at 2 a.m, I don't want to research plumbers. I just want the concierge to give me the number of the best one who is currently awake.
Exactly. You want the answer, not homework.
Right. But I have to push back on this premise from a business owner's perspective. If the AI is giving the customer the answer directly, right there in the chat window or through the smart speaker, why do I even have a website?
That's a fair question.
Especially for something visual, right? Like if I'm a contractor doing luxury bathroom remodels in Waco, human beings still need to see photos of my tile work before they write a $10,000 check.
Oh, absolutely.
An AI chatbot can't appreciate my craftsmanship.
Right. That is a very valid concern, and it really gets to the heart of what AIO actually is. The source doesn't claim websites are dead. It claims their primary audience has changed.
Okay, so the audience is different.
Yeah. Historically, your website was a billboard. You designed it for human eyes, catchy headlines, emotional appeal, beautiful photo galleries.
Yeah.
But in the AIO era, your website's most important visitor is the algorithm.
So the algorithm is acting as the bouncer to the human eyes.
That is a great way to frame it, the bouncer. If your business isn't structured correctly for AI systems like Claude or Gemini to read, parse, and verify behind the scenes, that AI will never present your bountiful photo galleries to the human user.
Wow. So you just never get past the door.
Never. The website has to evolve into a foundational data repository. It must be an impeccably organized database that the AI can instantly understand. If the AI doesn't trust your data, it will not recommend you.
Meaning the human customer never even knows you exist to ask for your photos.
Exactly.
Which means the very purpose of a URL has changed from a destination to, like, a data feed. How then do we make sure this digital concierge actually recognizes and trusts that data feed enough to make the recommendation?
Well, the document introduces a term here that sounds almost sci-fi. It's called entity-based SEO.
Entity-based SEO.
Yeah. The source is very definitive on this point. It states, AI doesn't rank websites, it references entities.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because an entity implies you are no longer just a .com address, right? You are a known three-dimensional concept in the digital world.
Yes, a verifiable concept.
The text claims that if you build this entity correctly, your brand can show up as the answer even when users don't search for your exact name or even your exact keywords.
Right, they just describe a problem to ChatGPT and the AI says, oh, you need this specific entity.
I need to understand the mechanics here, though. How does that actually work on a technical level?
We have to contrast it with what the source calls stuck in 2015 tactics. In traditional SEO, if you were that plumber in Waco, your website probably had a footer packed with invisible text saying, Waco plumber, plumbing Waco, best Waco pipe repair, repeated like 50 times.
Oh yeah, keyword stuffing. You were just throwing specific words at a web crawler, hoping the user typed those exact same words.
Exactly, because old search engine crawlers were relatively literal. They matched text strings. AI models do not read a page like that.
They don't care about the strings.
Not at all. They do not care how many times you wrote Waco plumber. They extract concepts. They look for verified, overlapping data points across the entire internet to build a comprehensive understanding of who you are, what services you provide, and your geographical footprint.
Okay, so it's a much deeper understanding.
Yeah, and ACM lists very specific technical mechanics for this. Things like making sure a site is LLM indexed, using schema.org markup, implementing structured data, and verifying descriptive data.
Wait, I want to slow down and unpack LLM indexed. We know Google uses web crawlers to index sites, but how exactly do you get indexed by a large language model like ChatGPT?
Good question.
It doesn't have a traditional search index in the same way, does it?
It is a fundamentally different mechanism, yeah. When an LLM indexes your information, it's absorbing your data during its training runs or through real-time retrieval systems.
Like RAG, right? Retrieval-augmented generation.
Exactly, RAG.
Okay.
And to make sure the LLM absorbs your business accurately, you can't just have unstructured text paragraphs on your site. The AI has to work way too hard to guess what the text means. This is where schema.org and structured data come into play.
I've heard of schema.org, but it usually sounds like deep developer jargon, like way over my head.
Think of it as translating your business into machine code. If a human reads a sentence on your site that says, we are available Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, they understand those are your business hours.
Sure.
But an AI reading that plain text has to infer the context. Structured data uses a universal coding standard, schema, to explicitly label that information.
Oh, I see.
You wrap the data in code that essentially says, entity equals business, location equals Waco, service equals plumbing, hours equals M through F 9 to 5.
So you are handing the AI a pre-digested, verified resume. You are removing all ambiguity.
You are establishing absolute clarity, which is what builds digital trust. AI models are essentially consensus engines. They look for agreement across the internet to verify facts. If the highly structured, machine-readable data on your website perfectly matches the data on your local Chamber of Commerce listing and your Yelp profile and your industry directories, the AI triangulates that information.
It connects the dots.
Yes. It concludes, mathematically, that your entity is real, verified, and authoritative.
That creates a really stark image. Imagine someone pulls out their phone and asks Siri to find a reputable home service company nearby. Siri isn't going to read 10 websites.
No, Siri looks at the underlying data.
Right. And if your competitor has an incredibly strong, perfectly structured entity, and your website is still just a billboard from 2015 with keyword stuffing, well, Siri is going to route that customer's phone call directly to your competitor.
Absolutely. Your business was completely invisible to the algorithm.
That is the exact vulnerability Austin Code Monkey is trying to highlight here. If you do not establish the entity, you simply do not exist in an AIO ecosystem.
It's a harsh reality, but that's what the document argues.
Let's ground this in physical reality, though. Being a highly verified, perfectly structured entity floating around in the cloud is a great technical achievement. But the business's ACM is specifically targeting, you know, contractors, law firms, medical practices, home services, and retail in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, local brick and mortar mostly.
They don't make money in the cloud. They make money when human beings walk through their physical doors or book an appointment in the real world.
Exactly. Which brings us to the bridge between the digital algorithm and the physical storefront, hyperlocal SEO, and dominating the map pack.
The source places massive emphasis on this. They state their strategy isn't just to optimize for local searches. They want to completely own the map.
Own the map.
Yeah. They detail Google business profile optimization, map pack ranking strategies, and targeting hyperlocal near me keywords. But let me step into the shoes of our listener for a second.
Okay, go for it.
Why focus so intensely on a traditional Google map ranking when we just spent the last 10 minutes establishing that ChatGPT, Gemini, and voice search are taking over? Haven't we moved past maps?
It seems contradictory, I know. Until you look at the architecture of how AI actually generates a localized answer.
Okay, how so?
When a user asks an AI for a local recommendation, the AI doesn't have its own proprietary satellite network or like physical knowledge of Waco. It relies on APIs and existing local data infrastructures as its ground truth.
Ah, the map is the fuel for the AI.
The map is the foundational database. When someone asks a smart speaker for the best medical practice near them, the AI queries the local map infrastructure. It analyzes Google business profiles.
It's pulling from what's already there.
Right. It looks at the proximity of the business to the user, the volume of reviews, and the consistency of the contact info. If your presence in the local map pack is weak, your local authority is mathematically weak to the AI.
And if the AI determines your local authority is weak, Gemini or Claude will absolutely never recommend you for a hyperlocal search.
They cannot recommend you because their algorithms prioritize confidence. They will only serve up the entity with the strongest localized signals. Therefore, dominating the local map pack is an absolute prerequisite for local AI recommendations.
That clarifies the connection perfectly. You have to be the undisputed king of the map before the AI will even introduce you to the user.
Right.
The document also provides a very specific timeline for this strategy. For businesses in a market like Waco, ACM states that you start seeing initial movement within 60 to 90 days.
Yeah, that's pretty standard for SEO.
But the really strong results, the actual dominance of the map pack, takes about 4 to 6 months of sustained effort to build.
That timeline is a critical detail because it draws a sharp contrast between an AIO strategy and traditional paid advertising. You know, things like Google Ads or Facebook Ads.
Oh, right. Because with paid ads, the gratification is instant. You give the platform your credit card, you turn the campaign on, and immediately you are sitting at the very top of the search page.
Instant visibility.
But there's a massive catch. The second your budget runs out or the second you decide to stop paying, you vanish. You are entirely dependent on renting your visibility from the tech companies.
You are renting space on their property. What this manifesto proposes is building an asset that you own.
Building an asset?
Yeah. Over that 4 to 6 month period, as you structure your data, verify your entity, and grow your map authority, you're constructing digital real estate.
And real estate has lasting value.
Exactly. As that real estate gains value and the AI models begin routing organic traffic to you consistently, your reliance on paid ads naturally decreases. You are generating a steady stream of leads without being held hostage by a perpetual, ever-increasing ad spend.
I love that distinction between renting visibility and owning the real estate. But once we actually own that real estate, once the business is fully mapped, Siri is happily recommending us, and the user finally lands on our site, we hit the final hurdle outlined in the text.
The conversions.
Yes. The source puts it very bluntly. Traffic without conversions is useless.
This is the dividing line between purely technical SEO and actual business growth. It is entirely possible to execute the technical side perfectly. You could have an incredibly strong LLM indexed entity. You could rank number one on every map pack in Central Texas, and you could still go bankrupt.
You would just be the most famous invisible business in the world. People find you, but nobody buys anything.
Exactly.
The manifesto draws a very sharp distinction here between vanity metrics and the actual bottom line. Vanity metrics are, you know, the old school obsession with just seeing your business name in the number one spot to stroke your ego. Traffic numbers that look great on a graph.
Right, but they don't pay the bills.
Exactly. The bottom line is predictable lead flow, phones ringing, and actual revenue being deposited into the bank.
That is why ACM couples their technical entity building with what they call conversion-focused SEO. They recognize that once the AI concierge successfully drops a human user onto your website, the website finally gets to act like a billboard again.
Ah, so it comes full circle.
It does. The site has to be engineered to capture that human's attention immediately and guide them seamlessly toward becoming a paying customer. The user experience, the load speed, the call to action buttons, everything must be optimized to convert.
They also mention integrating specific AI tools to maintain this ecosystem, notably something called Review Reply AI.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
This is a tool that automates responses to customer reviews. Now, at first glance, that just sounds like a way to save a business owner 5 minutes a day. But I'm guessing, based on everything we've discussed, that the speed of your review replies feeds directly back into the strength of your entity.
You hit the nail on the head. It is a continuous feedback loop. Remember that LLMs and algorithms look for signals of life and trustworthiness.
Right. They want to know you're real and active.
A business that responds to a customer review within minutes, whether positive or negative, is broadcasting a massive signal to the local search infrastructure. It says this entity is active, it is responsive, and is engaged with the local community.
So the algorithm uses response time as a proxy metric for the quality of the business.
Exactly. And that boosted proxy metric strengthens your local map ranking, which fortifies your overall entity, which in turn increases the probability that Gemini or Claude will recommend you to the next user. Automating that process ensures you never miss a signal.
So what does this all mean? When you step back and look at the full scope of the Austin CodeMonkey playbook, they are offering LLM indexing, rigorous schema markup, map pack domination, and conversion-optimized web design.
It's a comprehensive overhaul.
And all of this starts with a free SEO and AI visibility audit that businesses can claim by calling 737-932-7532. Looking at this holistically, choosing a firm to handle this transition is no longer about finding the cheapest agency to update your WordPress theme.
Not at all.
It is a fundamental investment in ROI and future-proofing your livelihood.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this entire document is a warning about scalability and survival.
Survival, yeah.
Adapting to AIO isn't a neat marketing trick that a local business can try out if they have a little leftover budget at the end of the quarter. The text frames it as a mandatory evolution.
Because the consumers have already moved on.
Exactly. The consumer behavior has already shifted. People are using AI to find answers. If you do not restructure your business data to be the definitive answer those models are looking for, you are actively choosing obsolescence.
It is the ultimate adapt or die scenario. We are officially in an era where the concept of just having a website and hoping to rank on a search engine results page is antiquated.
It's dead.
In 2026, the game is entirely about establishing your business as an AI-recognized trusted entity. You have to feed the algorithms with structured, verified machine code.
You really do.
You must aggressively dominate your local map packs because they serve as the foundational ground truth for voice search and AI recommendations. And above all else, you have to focus ruthlessly on conversions, actual leads and revenue, rather than the vanity metrics that define the last decade of the internet.
This raises an important question, though, for anyone navigating this space.
Okay, what's that?
We have spent this entire discussion mapping out how to play by the rules of this new digital landscape.
Mm.
We've talked about structuring data and feeding algorithms.
Right.
But if AI models like Gemini, Perplexity, and Claude are now acting as the ultimate opaque gatekeepers for local businesses, if they are entirely bypassing the traditional user journey where a human evaluates their own options, who holds the real power over a small business's success today?
Wow, yeah.
Is it the local business owner providing an exceptional service to their community? Or is it the hidden algorithm deciding in a fraction of a second which entity is mathematically worthy of survival?
That is a heavy, thought-provoking reality to leave on. The AI teleporter is incredibly convenient for the driver, but it has absolute control over where the journey ends. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you are walking away with a completely new lens through which to view your own business's digital infrastructure. Take a hard look at your online presence today. Are you just an unstructured billboard on an empty road, or have you built an entity ready for the teleporter? Until next time, keep digging, keep learning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.
New from the Austin CodeMonkey Underground Lab, the Austin CodeMonkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin CodeMonkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.